Lots to talk to Ben Wergel about. You can find him on Twitter at the Badger Nation. We'll talk some Badger football. We'll talk some Badger basketball. Benny, the first thing I want to ask you is about the newest Green Bay Packer. Natrell Jamerson claimed off waivers from the Houston Texans. When you saw this guy play in college, and then he got drafted this year, he went and played with the Texans, claimed off. He went in the fifth round. Did you see him in college and think this could be a good pro player, or if I'm a Packer fan, should I just think, he'll just be here the rest of the season and won't be a big part of this team's future?
Well, I didn't think that about Jamerson until his senior year, where he finally found the right position for him, which was playing at safety. He came to Wisconsin as a wide receiver and was there for a year. Then he got switched to corner, and he played nickel corner for 2 years, was on special teams, so he can return punts and kicks. He had a big return for a touchdown against Maryland. I think it was on a kick return. And then his senior year, Wisconsin needed a free safety opposite Dakota Dixon, and they switched him there in the spring, and he just took to the position, had a great senior season, put up some very good combine numbers, very quick, and earned himself an opportunity to get drafted. So this is a player that is still very young in his football career at that position. He's still learning the position, and a lot of talent. And I think that if he's in the right situation, he can really make an impact. And, he certainly earned himself the opportunity based on his senior year and his combine numbers and his pro day numbers. And I think that should get some fans excited. This is a good, solid young player that's still a little raw, but is only going to get better as time goes on.
How does the university feel about going to the Pinstripe Bowl? I mean, they thought of...
They get to play at Yankee Stadium. That's a dream come true.
I think that's the best part about for alumni, and they get to play at Yankee Stadium, I guess. But they got the trophy there with George Steinbrenner's name on it, of all people.
Wow.
How did that one go over?
I think from an East Coast standpoint, with the amount of alumni that Wisconsin has in the northeast part of the country, especially in the New York area, this is a huge win for Wisconsin. They're going to a bowl game they've never played in before. Near where a big part of their fan base is, alumni base. And it's something different, and I think that that's going to really appeal to people, especially, New York and the holidays. As they said in the press conference, the New York Yankee officials, there's no better place in the world to be than Christmas time, holiday time in New York. I think the players are excited about it. It's something new. A lot of the players have not been to New York, so this will be a treat for them. I think for the majority of the fan base, though, this couldn't have gone any worse for them in terms of going to a cold weather site where the temperature could be 60 degrees or it could be 6 degrees, and they're playing the same team that they played the year before. Mm-hmm. So your season that was a huge disappointment is going to end against another team whose season was a huge disappointment, and it's the same team you beat the year before in the Orange Bowl. So it's one of those things where if you're going to send us to a second-tier bowl, at least give us a different team. But now it's the same Miami team, and it's Miami team that's number one in the country in pass defense, which just gets people so excited to see Wisconsin's passing game go against a really tough test here at the end of the month.
Good point about going to the cold-weather city. I mean, New York, it's not like it is here, but it's still – not the warmest spot in the world to be. I mean, because fans, I think, when they went to these bowl games in the past,
they got Florida.
Yeah, San Antonio.
Arizona.
California, whatever. But not going to New York, even though it's the Big Apple, but you're going to a game, you're freezing your ass off probably.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where the bowl Tekinor did not fare incredibly well for Wisconsin, because Penn State was not included in the New York Six Bowls, so they went to the Citrus Bowl. That kind of knocked everyone down the pecking order a little bit. Iowa went to the Outback Bowl, which wasn't a huge surprise. Northwestern ended up going to, I'm going to blank out, where Northwestern ended up going to. Michigan State went to the Holiday Bowl. Northwestern went to the Holiday Bowl. It's just one of those things where you kind of felt Wisconsin was going to be in a mix of three areas. They're going to either go to the Gator Bowl, they're going to go to the Music City Bowl, or they're going to go to the Pinstripe Bowl. And the Pinstripe, the Gator Bowl, and the Music City Bowl kind of share a pick, and the Music City Bowl ended up going one direction that left the Gator Bowl going to the ACC, and then so Wisconsin was kind of headstrong into the Pinstripe Bowl, and that's okay from Wisconsin's standpoint. The New York Yankee brass and the Pinstripe Bowl committee told a fun story that when they had to put on a bowl presentation to the NCAA in order to get bowl certification about what they were going to do. This is about the bowl game. This is what the student athletes were going to do during the week, and they had to present to a committee. And on that committee was Barry Alvarez. And Alvarez was one of the few people initially that really embraced the idea, and eventually more people came around to it. And it's been a really good bowl game for them since it joined the Big Ten. It's been a good competitive game between kind of mid-tier Big Ten and mid-tier ACC. They think it's a step right below the New Year's Six bowl games. I think that's a little bit of a stretch. But you know, you look at this matchup, they're really excited about this matchup, because it's two tradition-rich teams that have good, solid fan bases, and they're hoping for a good game, and we'll see if Wisconsin is able to come through and give it to them.
The Badger basketball team has sort of taken away, as we talked to Ben Wergel here. Ben Wergel joining us on the Fan each and every Thursday, 7:20. He's brought to you by Creative Construction, providing quality plaster and stucco services with unsurpassed workmanship. Call creativeconstruction.com. Badger basketball team's been very impressive. Good win on the road against Iowa on Friday, and now you got the showdown with Marquette. Which of these teams do you think, just kind of from your perspective, I know covering the Badgers, which of these teams do you think needs this game more on Saturday?
I think Marquette does. Marquette's profile this year, well, certainly they have one more loss than Wisconsin. They have played well as of late. They let the Kansas game get away from them. They did just pick up that quality win against Kansas State at home last week. You know, Wisconsin's profile is very strong already. With the number of teams they have beaten, quality teams they have beaten, they already have five or six power conference wins already on the season. They've already won a road game at Xavier, a couple of neutral site wins against Oklahoma and Stanford. They're playing very good basketball, already 2-0 in the Big Ten. But Marquette, always their non-conference schedule is always so-so, in my opinion, in terms of their strength of schedule. But this would be a great opportunity for them to pick up a quality win, and that's what Wisconsin will be this year, a quality win for them. And this is obviously a deep, deep rivalry game. Each side knows each other very, very well. Greg Gard was asked about right after the game, and he has not looked at any Marquette film yet this year, but he already rattled off like five or six of their players. Marcus Howard is playing tremendously well. But this will be their toughest test outside of the Kansas game, and I think it's important for Marquette that they pick up this win, especially at home. So who needs it more? Probably Marquette will need this one more.
Yeah, I mean, Wisconsin, they've had several quality wins. Marquette, you know, they beat Louisville, played Kansas tough, but you know, Marquette's schedule is a little bit better there here than it has been in past years. But man, this right. is always a terrific battle, man. This is always, you know, dating back to when, you know, Al McGuire was the coach of Marquette, and him in Wisconsin, and he'd always have Wisconsin number. One of the most famous pitchers ever is Al McGuire standing on the scorer's table after a victory at Madison, where he's pumping his fist, and Kerry and Kim Hughes, who played for Wisconsin at the time, their dad is in the stands giving him the finger. You guys ever see that picture? Terrific picture.
Yeah, I've seen that picture, yeah.
Yeah, so that's my take from that the history of this game. But, yeah, I agree with you. Marquette needs this one a lot more than Wisconsin. Although, hey, if Wisconsin wins this game, this is just another big chip is there as far as getting the NCAA tournament.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is a game that Wisconsin is always circles on their calendar. But especially, I think, this will have some renewed importance after what happened last year in Madison, where Wisconsin did not play well. This was the game a year ago that the first game after Demetric Trice and Kobe King were ruled out for the year. And so they just were coming off the loss to Temple. They were reeling a little bit, and then you lose, you know, your starting point guard and your reserve point guard. And they just didn't play well. And they were out of sync. They just had no rhythm, and Marquette was a very good team last year. at that point in the season and ended up winning that game rather handedly. I'll be interested to see if Wisconsin can kind of carry through some of the momentum they've been building. Now, they've been starting slow. This will be the thing to watch. Wisconsin has not been a very good first-half team over the last couple of weeks. They've built themselves some deficits where they had to dig out of. You know, they're down 12 to NC State, ended up coming back to win by 4. They were down 8 at Iowa in the second half, came back and won by 6. On Monday, after playing their 6th Power 5 team in 13 days, they were down 10 in the first half to Rutgers and had to dig out of a hole and then end up winning in the second half by and then won the game by 4. I don't think you can afford to do that on the road against a Marquette team that is playing some very good basketball here over the last couple weeks. Especially on the road, new building, it's going to be loud. It's going to be a lot of energy in that atmosphere. Wisconsin needs to come out and match that and then have a really good first half and continue to play their brand of basketball. Solid defensively, limit the turnovers, get to the free throw line, and Ethan Happ and Demetri Trice need to have good games. I mean, Ethan Happ is playing at an All-American level, but Demetri Trice is shooting so incredibly well from the perimeter. Those two things need to help Wisconsin have a first half and not dig themselves a big hole on the road at Marquette.
Ben Wergel, BadgersInsider.com, The Badger Nation on Twitter. We appreciate your time. We will talk to you next week.
All right. See you guys.